This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine is anxiously awaiting a new aid package from the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In his nightly video address Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. House of Representatives and President Joe Biden for a new $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Final approval in the Senate could come soon, with Senate Republican leaders saying they expect strong support from their caucus. Ukraine is readying for the first war crimes trial of a captured Russian soldier. Ukraine's top prosecutor said her office has charged the 21-year-old Russian sergeant in the killing of an unarmed 62-year-old civilian in February, just 4 days into the war. Meantime, the war rages on. In the besieged southern port city Mariupol, an advisor to the mayor said Wednesday all evacuation routes out of the city have been blocked by Russian forces. I'm Mike Gracia.
South Korea's military is reporting that North Korea tested 3 short-range ballistic missiles on Thursday. It was the second provocative act in a week and the first since Seoul inaugurated its new president 2 days ago. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said 3 short-range ballistic missiles were launched from Pyongyang's Sunan area toward the waters east of the Korean Peninsula in what is the year's 16th test. Their course and distance were not yet known. Japanese broadcaster NHK reported Japan's Coast Guard identified an object that could have a ballistic missile late Thursday. It appears to have landed outside of Tokyo's exclusive economic zone. Seoul officials said the last ballistic missile the North sent up on May the 7th was a